This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the Word of God that comes to us through His Anointed One, telling us to be holy as the Father in heaven is holy. And I'm thanking God I'm sanctified. I have presented my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's our stride. That's our teaching here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And we're thanking God for the great teacher that's teaching us what God is requiring. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. This is the holiday season, but in God, it's just another day. The Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And that's what we do here. And we do recognize we have special days, we do special things, but we don't follow the leading of the world. We follow the leading of God. My thought today is about spending money. Spending for that which is not bread. We know what the bread is in God. It's God's word. So many spend themselves thinking they're doing the will of God. It's not bread. Before we get in that thought, we'd like to keep this in mind. The choir is going to sing Obey the Word. Choir. Beautiful. Thank God for the choir. Obey the Lord. Obey the word. Which means we obey the Lord. And I know out here, don't want anybody out here Googling and texting saying you had some notes that were off. Scripture said, he that is merry, let him sing. The saints are merry in the spirit. They may not hit all the right notes, but they're singing, pleasing the Lord, walking in the beauty of holiness. We have a poem by our sister Tatum. Sister Tatum has been writing these poems for many years. She may not be Maya Angelou. And thank God I respect Maya Angelou, but I don't know anything about her living holy and sanctified. This is what I'm concerned about. This is what God is concerned about. Those that have put their hands to the plow. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
Like the priest, like the people, it's all about leadership. If you see it, you can be it. A quoted phrase from God's anointed son. And he is a great example, for with God, he's truly one. For he's been tested. He's been proven by a mighty, mighty God who has the power to give his anointed how to perfect a people through his rod. And as I meditate daily, gaining the knowledge on which I need to grow, the teaching I'm receiving is keeping me striving for more and more. Faith and sonship keeps me running, but there is no time for looking back, keeping a focus on the star post, staying on this narrow track. Harvest time has come and gone, and it's coming back again. The laborer is pruning souls, cutting away all ravels of sin. But God is calling for a people without a spot, a wrinkle too, and instructs his anointed leader how to perform the labor that's due. For if you see it, you can be it. It's shown daily by God's Son. And looking upon his works of labor, his fruit shows it can be done. And if we follow as he leads us, as we mark the perfect man, we will be just like the master, for perfection is in his plan. Like the priest, like the people, I am persuaded it is God's way. And as we strive to be it, as we see it, we'll be that church that God has called for at the closing of the day.
Is that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. The words you spoke, they are so true. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And I believe the scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you keep God's word, when you keep his commandments, God is nigh unto you. He's close. And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Because the law of God is God's word. The Lord commanded his word. He said, they that do and teach shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. That means in the church. And if you're not God's church, you don't recognize that the commandments is the law. You don't recognize that the commandments is the word, and you don't recognize the commandment is Jesus. It is God. And it's God spelled out. That's why it's called the gospel.
All right.
Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 1. Mm-hmm. Thank God for our Elder Miles accompanying our Sister Tatum. Beautiful playing. And as I say, ones may say, you know, you all don't sound so great to me. It sounds like you all just picked up some instruments yesterday. You don't pick this life up overnight. You can commit to living for God. You can be born with a new mind in a second, but it takes time to develop and to come forth and to be formed in God. And that's why it says, and I think Elder Batiste quoted it in Romans, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy,
acceptable
unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's reasonable. It's not asking too much.
Right.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, our bodies and minds to be transformed into God's Son. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. To the image of his Son, proving God's will. And I thought about this thought because this is the seasons now. Once they take the Halloween mask off, it's full speed ahead until Auld Lang Syne is saying on the 1st of January. Old acquaintance.
All right.
But God wants us to have an old acquaintance and an old man. And we don't celebrate an old acquaintance.
Right.
It is forgotten.
Right.
And God puts it in the sea of forgetfulness, that old man, because it's full of sin. That doesn't mean just because you never drank, you haven't sinned, or that you never told a lie. When you come into this world and you take the breath of life, you are born in sin. And you must be born again if you want to please and go back with God. You can't even see the kingdom unless you're born again. That's what the scripture says. I didn't say that. The scripture says you can't even see it unless you're born again. You got to get a new mind. In order to get a new mind, that mind has got to be formed, shaped into his image. Then you can see God. Follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So how are these people able to see God, see the Lord, and have never been exposed or taken upon them to live holy? Because you got to be in holiness. Because as you'll see him as he is, as you purify yourself. When you begin to sanctify yourselves, then you'll be able to see God.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many spending money for gifts, spending money for this, for that, under the guise of showing love. But the scripture says, why are you spending money? Which means whatever you are exchanging for that which is not bread,
mm-hmm.
that which is not praising God, that which has nothing to do with God's word.
Right.
It might have something to do with bits and parts, but it's not God's word. If you are going to live for God in bits and parts, you're yet in sin.
Yes.
Because the scripture says if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 55 and 1, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor 55. It says, excuse me. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters.
Come to the waters. Come to the fountain of life. Because that's the waters we come to. Waters of life. If you're thirsty, what?
And he that hath no money, come ye, buy
now,
and eat.
Now, think about what the scripture is saying. Come and buy, even if you have no money. Because there is something you have to give in exchange for this. To get it, you got to give up something. You're buying something. It's called a bartering system. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He that hath no money, come, but you got to buy. What?
And eat. Yea.
Come ye, buy, and eat.
And eat.
What?
Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money.
What?
And without price.
There's no price on this. But there is an exchange. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread.
Out here just spinning your wheels, people go to church when they get ready and think that's going to get them into the kingdom. When God says, love me with all your heart, with all your soul, that requirement stands. But they serve God. The amount of God they serve is out of a thimble they put in the back of their pocket. Do everything all the time, but to make time for God, to make time for God's word, always too busy. But God said, love with all your heart, with all your soul. And when you hear that, that's what they say, church is going too far. They're kind of eccentric. That's what God said. I'm going to tell you what God said. Every messenger should be telling you that. Read.
Yes. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread?
What?
And your labor for that which satisfieth not.
I don't care what kind of labor you can give your body to be burned. That's what Paul said. Give your body to be burned. Now, you know what? That's what some of these so-called religious people do. Mother Teresa, Gandhi, they gave their bodies. But if you don't have charity, that means the love of God. You got nothing. It don't mean nothing.
Right.
Spending for that which is not bread.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And your labor for that which satisfieth not.
All of these things ones do, it don't satisfy the soul. Not the soul that God is going to take back with him. It don't satisfy that soul. The soul that God is going to take back is the soul that's in his image. That's the one he's taking back, going back with him. And because you are nice, that don't satisfy that soul. What makes that soul presentable for God to take back is the one, I believe one said, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. One that is in harmony with his word. That don't take his name in vain, don't make graven images, and on and on and on. Isn't that beautiful? Hearken. What?
Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good.
Because God's word means you got to do it. If you're doing it, you're eating it. Mm-hmm. Eat God's word.
Yes.
Eat that which is good.
Right.
What?
And let your soul delight itself in fatness.
This is fatness.
Right.
Because there's so many depths in God. It's fatness. You can never get enough of God. Isn't that beautiful? It's fatness. You cannot find a steak this thick.
That's right.
Or rib or lamb, whatever you want to call it. They made a whale that deep. Whale meat is pretty, that's pretty heavy. Let's go to the first verse again. Read that first verse again. Ho, everyone that thirsteth.
Come ye to the waters.
Now let's go to Matthew's. Because these... so many, they love to quote the Beatitudes, but I got news for you. An attitude ain't going to get you into the kingdom. There's a whole lot of people got attitude and send them to prison with attitude. But the attitude instead of prison, the attitude caused them to do many things wrongly because of their attitude. So I, you know, blessed is the, I hung after God, but yet you ain't obeying God. You ain't really hungry.
All right.
5 and 6, what does it say, Matthew?
Matthew 5 and 6, thank God.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Now, so I'm going to hear God's word, but are you thirsty? Do you hunger and thirst for it? Because anytime you're hungry and thirst, you miss it? Who hungers and thirsts for breakfast? Do you miss breakfast? Pretty much everybody would eat some breakfast. Some people say, well, I can't go to work without my coffee. And they ain't got no hunger either. But they, I got to have my coffee. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? What it says?
It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Isn't that beautiful? Righteousness is nothing but holiness. Righteousness is without sin. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Jeremiah 23 and 5.
All right.
Oh, they love to read the scripture. They go all, they shut the book up. They close the book. The secret, they never opened it.
Right.
They just quote the scripture, but they never open up understanding to what God's word is really saying. Yes. So they shut the book and they go off into a tell you about a baseball parable. Tell you about, and these nothing but modern day Elma Gentrys. That's what they are. They can tell you a story, make the hair on your arm rise up. And that's true, they can. You got a whole bunch of them can tell you some good stories. And if you don't mind yourself, you can say, wow, that's pretty good. But in the end, when you add it up, they're not saying anything. And they're definitely not saying what God intends for us to have. Jeremiah 23 and 5, if they're not living holy. I don't have no problem with anyone out there living holy. If you're living holy, I'm with you. And if you're with me, we ought to be able to get together because it's hard to find others that are living holy. I haven't found them since the late pastor, teacher Brown passed, and before her, Pastor Brown, and before her, Bishop Barfield. I haven't seen holy people keeping God's commandments in leadership. I haven't found them. We're here. Come on over here and show us, say, you're in the air a little bit. Come show me. Show it to me, and I'm glad to follow the word. Jeremiah 23 and 5.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch.
Righteous branch. Wait a minute. The Lord is the vine. We are the branches. It's just talking about righteous people. Not just the Lord, because he came as a branch also, but he was the vine. What?
And a king shall reign and prosper, mm-hmm. and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Judgment begins in the house. Anytime God's anointed is bringing forth the judgment, mm-hmm. it's God bringing it forth in his anointed. It's the Lord bringing forth the judgment. All judgment is in the hands of the Son, and is yet not the Son that's bringing it. It's the Lord in the Son. It's God in the Son, because God put all judgment in the Son. So you can't say, God told me so, so you better hear from a son. Right. Somebody going to tell you something. Right. So what God is talking to me, that's fine. Mm-hmm. If he's talking to you, you should have somebody that you're able to tell something about the word. But yeah, God is talking to everybody. Everybody, oh, I had a revelation. God told me this. God told me that. What's the point? You going to church then? You need to go out there and tell somebody something. And they're doing that too. Yeah. But what happens, they tell them a bunch of stories about Christmas. Who's got nothing to do with God. They're not telling you what God is calling for. They're not telling ones how God should lead and guide them. They're only talking about the world of its own. And they, that other words, what they talk about, the world, not about God, because they don't know God. That's what the scripture says. If you don't keep his commandments, you don't know him. So you judging me. That's what the word says. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. I'm saying it too. Isn't that beautiful? That's what John, Brother John said that. He said, you're a liar. Brother John, walk with him. I'm walking with him too. Isn't that beautiful? What did it say? Read.
In his days, Judah shall be saved.
Wait a minute. We're Judah. Anyone that's saved is Judah, and you're Israel. Judah shall be saved. What?
And Israel shall dwell safely.
We're Israel. We're dwelling safely. How many so-called followers of God know they're Israel? But when they speak about Israel, they're looking over there in natural Israel. No, Israel are those that are saved. That's Israel. In spirit. Read.
And this is his name whereby he shall be called.
What?
The Lord our righteousness.
Because he said, we keep God's commandments. Now the Lord is our righteousness. He is, if you are keeping his commandments. Because he is righteous. And he is the commandment. He is the word. Isn't that beautiful? They're saying it. It's true. But they don't know him. And if they don't know him in works, they really don't know him. But they look and say, well, the Lord is our righteousness. That law, there's no law for righteousness. It's not a law for righteousness. If you obey God, that's what makes you righteous. You got to obey his word, which is the law. But there's no law for righteousness. In other words, if you get circumcised, that don't make you righteous. That law of circumcision is what they're talking about. Right. There is no law for righteousness. But if you obey God, which is faith in God, that makes you righteous. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 6. Let's go there. Thank God. We may not have much more time, but you can always, Deacon Phoenix said, a podcast and on. You go there, you'll see one or two hits. That's fine. Then you go over to Brother Hiccup's church, and you're going to see a million hits. Well, thank God, the world of its own. I ain't got a problem with that. But Brother Hiccups ain't talking about the commandments. And as soon as you start talking about the word, because it's so poignant and right cut to the marrow of the bone, he says, I don't know if we want to do this. You would move on. Let's go to the website. It's all right. 1 John 3:6.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
They don't love. Why don't they love to hear that? Said, now that's where I want to be. I want to abide in the Lord where I don't sin. Now that's for me. Who's reading that? I want to go there because they believe in that. That's what I believe in. That's what everybody should be saying. Now I like that. They should be saying, "Amen." I didn't hear that, Brother Richard. All right. 1 John. What does it say? The next verse.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him.
Now wait a minute. Are we just a sinner in Zion? You ain't seen God. You don't know him. That's what the scripture says. You judging me. That's what the scripture says. You know what the scripture says? So one should say, well, you know what? This ain't no Merry Christmas after all. I'm finding out I don't even know God. I'm still sinning. I must admit I do sin. We just sinners in Zion. You sinners in Zion, but you in a Zion that ain't of God. That's right. Zion is a church. That church you in ain't of God. Because when you know God, you don't sin. That's what the scripture says. What?
Little children, let no man deceive
these you. Preachers are deceivers. And I would say the mass, I don't even know they're bringing messages and teaching that deceive people, because they're deceived. They don't even know it, but they're deceiving you. Let no man deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Now, wait a minute. How are you going to do the Lord? So that we, Lord is our righteous. That means he that doeth the Lord is righteous. Well, technically you can do the Lord, but you don't. That's not the right jargon. You keep his word. You're doers of the word, because the Lord is yet the word, even though it was made flesh. When he got saved, he's yet the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It was just made flesh, but the message never changed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
Even as he is
now,
righteous.
Now, if you said, listen, the saints of God that live for God are just as righteous as the Lord. They said, who you think, so they can walk the water? You don't know righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 119 and 172.
Yes.
Now I said, the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture said. He said, now all the old scriptures that came before I came, don't go back there now because I'm bringing in something new.
Mm.
No, it's the scriptures of the prophets.
Yes.
It's the scriptures of God's anointed, period. Mm-hmm. Old and new, they're all one. There's no difference. That's why we don't have no new version. We have King James Version. And when you, in the spirit, God gives you the interpretation by line upon line, precept upon precept. We don't need no new revised version to tell me what it means. It's telling you what the old man think it means, and the old man don't know God. So why are you talking about people like that? Because I'm here to bear witness to the truth. That's what I'm doing.
Beautiful.
119, 172 says what?
My tongue shall speak of thy word.
What?
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
So I believe the word and the commandments, same thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to speak of thy word, for all thy commandments mm-hmm. are righteousness. Now it tells you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. What does Deuteronomy 6:25 say?
All right, Pastor.
Because you have to go back and see what God gave, what the Lord gave Moses. It never changed. What he gave didn't change. And he didn't change. 6:25 says what?
And it shall be our righteousness.
What?
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Wait a minute. He said, David was a man after his own heart. David was the apple of my eye. And David said, all his commandments are righteousness.
Right.
It shall be our righteousness
mm-hmm.
if we observe
to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us.
He commanded us to do it. We have no choice if you want to live for God. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Let's go to Jeremiah 17:3.
All right. Beautiful. Pastor.
See, all you do is go from scripture to scripture. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Here a little and there a little. Line upon line. Precept yes. upon precept. Here a little. There a little what I speak to my people. That's what mm-hmm. the Lord said. I'm
yes.
just going with what the Lord said. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
You fault me for it. Fault brother Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17, 13, what does it say?
And 13, yes. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee
hope
shall be.
Yes. Of Israel. Mm-hmm. All what?
That forsake thee shall be ashamed.
Well, that's what the church will have done. They've forsaken the Lord. He said, now I'll be with you while you be with me. The Lord said, I'll be with you always. That's on condition if you don't forsake God. Yes. God's not with you when you're in sin. He's not with
no.
you.
No.
He's not with you when you're in another doctrine. He wasn't with those Jews in the Jews' religion. That's why they killed him. He wasn't with them. He was trying to impart to them knowledge. And they killed him. They wanted to stone him. Yes. What?
And they that depart from me shall be written in the earth.
What?
Because they have forsaken the Lord.
What?
The fountain of living waters.
What does it say? Come ye to the waters.
Right.
Come on, come back to the Lord. Mm-hmm. What? Read.
Yes. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise.
He come to save his people mm-hmm. from sin. So if God come and really saved you, you're saved.
Right.
If you've been healed, you've been healed. And the healing God is concerned about is the healing from sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Isaiah again. 55 and 1.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Oh, everyone.
Everyone that thirsteth.
That thirsteth. What?
Come ye to the waters.
It's talking about coming to God's word. That's all it's talking about.
Yes.
Because the word is the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord is the fountain of living waters. What?
And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat.
So, you again, it's talking about making a purchase, but you don't have money to do it. Money is just because you go to church and you're the usher, that ain't going to get you to the kingdom. And just because you carry the pastor's bag, that ain't going to get you in there. And you can be in the church and just give everybody candy. Give all the little kids candy. Don't give my child on candy. Ask me first. Because I don't want my child coming up with you know, looking like the toothless fairy. Whatever, okay, fine.
All right,
that's it.
Yay. That's transgressing your brother when you give someone's child something without asking them. That's respect and love. But you're going to buy wine
mm-hmm.
and milk.
Without money and without price.
Without price. There's no price. In other words, I don't care how much you do good you do, that still don't get you in the kingdom. But one that was called a beggar, he wasn't doing anything for anybody. But he kept God's commandments. That got him in the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful? So it's not about always what you do. Now, if you
can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.